Welcome to Economically Speaking, the information podcast designed to bring you the latest economic development news in the town and the surrounding area. Hosted by Babylon IDA CEO Tom Dolan.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. You're listening to Economically Speaking podcast and I'm your host, Tom Dolan. We wanted to reach out today to our listening audience. We do an annual event. We partner with the town of Babylon. And we honor our heroes, our veterans, with the Wounded Warrior Project Soldier Ride. And joining us today is Town of Babylon Councilman Dwayne Gregory. Councilman Gregory has an extensive history of public service, an Army veteran himself, and we are happy that he stopped by today to share some time with us. Welcome, Dwayne.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you.
You were here a couple of years ago, I think it was, and we had, again, the opportunity to sit and talk a little bit about the event. And maybe you can give us just a little bit of a history on the Town of Babylon's involvement with Wounded Warrior Project.
Yes, so it's our 17th annual Soldier Ride. We call it a community ride. We generally have over 1,000 riders, adults and children. It's 25 miles, and we start at Town Hall. We end up at Overlook Beach. But it's, you know, when it first started, you know, I wasn't at the town, but it's something that, you know, Jackie Gordon and others have embraced, obviously the supervisor and the town board as well. There's a fundraising component to it as well. We not only raise funds for the Wounded Warrior Project, but some of the proceeds go to local veterans organizations.
That's awesome.
So yes. We're very proud of that.
And that's good. And that's part of what today is, too, is, again, just to reach out. And we've partnered in the past with the business community and, you know, as the Industrial Development Agency, a lot of our clients have always responded real well to this. And we're happy to be doing that again this year.
Yeah, no, you guys have been tremendous in helping us with our reaching our fundraising goals. So we certainly appreciate that and look forward to continued partnership.
Yeah, and I'll probably say it a couple more times, but I want to remind our listening audience to please, you know, go to the show notes after you listen to the podcast, and we'll have a lot of the information necessary where you can get either, if you want to still ride or donate, or just maybe stand on the side and cheer the wounded warriors as they pass. You know, that's always a great event. So maybe you can just kind of share with us, describe exactly what the Soldier Ride is for maybe some people that are not aware or have not participated.
Yeah, so we generally have from 20 to 30 wounded warriors that come as part of the ride. I forget the exact number, how many community rides that they host, the Wounded Warrior Project hosts throughout the country, but they're, you know, we're the largest. And I think we're one of two that are remaining. So they, you know, they have a great relationship with us. They're very proud to work with us. But it's really recognizing those who have, you know, suffered limbs and, you know, PTSD from their service in combat. And it's just a way to recognize their sacrifice. And the community really comes out strong. And it's really something special to see.
It really is. I tell you, even the start, you know, when there's had the opportunity to stand on the town hall steps and just kind of look out and see all the riders, and it's a tremendous event. It really is. You know, and you know, you shared with, I know the last time you were on, you talked about Suffolk County and the veterans, as far as we have one of the largest veteran populations in the country.
Yep. We're the largest county in the state of veterans. I think the third largest or something like that in the country of counties with the number of veterans.
So, that's tremendous.
So there's a history, a long history, and I would even say tradition of, you know, giving service to our country, and it means a lot here. And so we really try to make the effort to show respect.
Sure do. And again, you do a tremendous job. I know you took this over, like you said, from Jackie, but this event hasn't skipped a beat, that's for sure. And that's a credit to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What can our listeners do to support this you know, this year? Like, where can they go maybe to get involved or to...
Yeah, so there, you can go to soldierride.org/Babylon. That's where you can register. There's a price change coming up on June 30th. I think it's like $50 for adults, $20 for minors. It'll change to $75 and $35.
Okay.
After that date. But you know, we're looking for people to participate, obviously, in the program and in the event. But if people want to volunteer, they can reach out to my office at 631-957-3127.
Right.
We'll certainly connect them and make sure they get the, you know.
Yeah. And again, that's all of this will be part of the show notes. Councilman Gregory's office is kind of spearheading that, and we'll have all that information up there. You know, another thing, looking and talking about veterans, it's something that you kind of handle that as the councilman here with the town, and you publish a town Veterans Advisory Council newsletter. Can you briefly discuss, Stephen, a little bit about that relationship with that and the local veteran community?
Yeah, so we have a newsletter that we publish quarterly. It has information about, you know, events that are going on, or maybe events that have passed, just to keep people up to date on what the activities are, and useful numbers and things like that.
Sure, sure.
You know, we always want to be able to provide information, and it's amazing, you know. I'll be out in the community at different events, so say, hey, I get your newsletter, and,
nice.
And thank you, and
yeah.
So we have a list of, I want to say, a few thousand people that are on it. They get it, and they actively read it and use it as a source of information. We're proud to be able to do that for them. So,
sure.
So yeah.
No, it's important to reach out. And I was just thinking of something way back. I had a neighbor who identified someone in the community that was having trouble and was a little bit more from an isolation standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to introduce them to the town and help them get services and help them get on a good path.
Right,
themselves,
right.
Which
yeah,
was great.
That's what we're here for, to help people get the services and support that they need.
Sure, sure. You've asked people, I know with the newsletter, you asked people to submit stories, veteran-owned small businesses. What can you say about the importance of supporting the small business community as far as veteran-owned small businesses?
Yeah, as a veteran myself, I feel like, you know, we can't do enough to support our veterans, and to be able to show support to local veterans-owned businesses would just be tremendous, you know. And we have them, you know, throughout the county. I know there was conversations at one point of people talking about organizing a chamber of commerce, a veterans business owners chamber
of
commerce.
Sure.
So there are plenty of them. It'd be nice to have a resource, and maybe that's something, that project that we'll work on so people will know.
Okay.
But yeah, we want to just show our support for them, for their sacrifice to our country, and just a small way to pay back their service.
Absolutely. And I know we have a program here that maybe we can talk about in the future as far as being that resource or helping with that. I know you recently joined Assemblywoman Kimberly Jean Pierre for the 9th Annual Call to Serve event. Can you talk a little bit about that event and why that was so special?
Yeah, again, that's another event that I proudly inherited from my predecessor, retired Councilwoman and retired Lieutenant Colonel Jackie Gordon. Her and Assemblywoman Kimberly Jean Pierre had the idea of recognizing our high school graduates that are going on to, who have committed to service.
Sure.
You know, we often, and rightfully so, we often, you know, recognize those that are going off to college, but we didn't want to feel like, they didn't want to feel like, you know, that we're forgetting those who are not going off to college, but are committed to serving, you know, in one of our branches.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's great. We had 30 young people. A lot of Marines. Our army was a little light. A lot of Marines. But no, it was great. Great atmosphere.
Sure.
We had one gentleman from West Babylon who's going to West Point Academy. So some tremendous individuals. Some of them going together, which is great. I remember going through basic training. It's an exciting time, but it's also a nervous time because you're not sure, all right, what is this about, you know?
Sure.
And to be able to talk to them, say, hey, you know, what you're feeling is natural. You know, it's that's part of the process, actually, you know. So that, you know, calm down. You're going to be okay. You got a community behind you to support you. And they appreciate it. And, you know, speaking to some afterwards, it's like, hey, you mind if I give you a call and let you know things go? And so, yeah, it's great.
That is awesome. And to make that kind of commitment that that age is a tremendous, tremendous thing. And you're right. They should be honored and they should be recognized. That's for sure. And I know we're kind of talking, and I know the soldier ride kind of lends itself to, and that's what it is, right? It's support and it's trying to raise funds. And again, I want listening audience, if you're a business owner out there or just anyone who wants to try to be part of the soldier ride, you know, go to our show notes and there'll be a lot of contact information there. But I just wanted to talk maybe a little bit about some of the other resources that may be available to veterans, whether they're a business owner or not, that maybe they can do. And again, I guess a lot of it's contacting your office.
Right.
You can probably direct them.
Yeah, certainly they can contact our office to, you know, for any resources, connections to resources. But the Suffolk County Veterans Services Agency is another good resource. Certainly if you have any medical needs or anything like that, the VA, the local VA in Northport is a resource. But, you know, our office certainly will guide them to the right direction. You know, sometimes, you know, we've had people say, you know, I lost a medal. You know, how do I get that back? You know, you reach out to the local congressman's office, you know. So they may not know, they may know our office as a resource, but not know how to get what they're looking for. Understood. So we can help direct them.
You'll welcome any kind of...
Yep, absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
That's great. We're going to switch gears a little bit right now because there's another program that we're going to be starting, starting, and you're involved with, called UGMA. I know that the Town of Babylon Industrial Development Agency, we had someone here last year. She was a great young girl. But let's talk a little bit about what UGMA internship is, and can you tell us again what the program is a little bit?
Yeah, the UGMA is one of the co-founders. The program started back in 2000 by a woman, Janice Tinsley James. You know, it's a minority internship program. It's meant to give students an opportunity to get exposure to local government that wouldn't necessarily have that exposure.
Sure.
Obviously, give them it's a summer program, it's a 6-week program. They do get paid minimum wage. And we have them in different departments and agencies throughout the town.
Sure.
And even the assembly office has taken some, and the county legislative office has taken some as well. So it really gives them exposure to local government in that sense, and it can become ambassadors, so to speak.
Sure.
Because a lot of even adults, like, they had an issue with a town issue, they wouldn't know how to address it.
Right.
But now these kids are informed with the process.
Right.
So generally they work Monday through Thursday in their office, and then Friday is generally they come together. We have speakers that will come in and speak to them, or different type of workshops.
Sure.
We do some, you know, some day trips and things like that too. There's a fishing trip that we do out of Captree. That's an annual event that they like. We go to the beach. So there's a lot of different, you know, and you see the transformation through this week. They come in, some are, you know, very shy and they're kind of off to their own, and then they're just like this bubbly personality. They're, you know, so the transition is something wonderful to see as well.
That is. And I think if I remember correctly, I was at the initial meeting, the kickoff, I guess, at Town Hall last year. And there were a couple of people that were there now working either in the town,
that
had come through that program. That's great. There were some success stories, right?
Yeah, no, we have some people that have gone to do some great things. So it's really remarkable to see, you know, the program has lasted this long. And to see, and part of, we have the final program, if you will, where they get recognized. And there's a journal that they create, and they talk about their experience.
Right.
And it's really, you know, it's a tearjerker.
Yeah,
you know,
I bet.
To talk about the experiences. Yeah.
And, you know, again, even for young, to give up your summer like that too.
Yeah.
You know, and to do that is a great commitment. And I know the young lady we had here, she was here in the morning. She, you know, she did what she had to do, and she did a great job. You have represented the town in both Suffolk County Legislature and now as a member of the town board. during that time, what would you say about our business community here in the town of Babylon?
It's a great community. One of the things I learned, especially during COVID, is how resilient it is. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of businesses that were suffering, in this climate where no one had a playbook on this is what you do when you get a pandemic. But everyone was coming together, including, you guys and IBA and everyone. Yeah. So, how do we, create an environment where they could survive? Right. We got a governor, we need, restaurants need the ability to have outdoor dining, they need to be able to sell liquor, So everyone got together and created an environment where they could survive. And then we decided to use some of our ARPA funds to provide, short-term assistance to those businesses that, they had to go through an application process.
Sure.
And so as a council member, I had the opportunity to go out to some of the businesses and give them the check. Many of them were just in tears.
Right.
3 months behind on my rent, I'm this and that, this will help me buy this. And it's just tremendous. So it was
well, I know one of the, is resilient is one of the tagline. And some of these people, and with the help of the town, they were able to make it through. And it was a good, like you said, so what do you do?
Right.
Well, there's no playbook, I said. And if you would have told me prior to that was going to happen, what am I watching a movie? But it was real, no doubt.
Yeah.
Dwayne, want to thank you so much for being here and kind of sharing. We're looking forward to, again, I want to remind everybody, we're sitting with Councilman Dwayne Gregory, talking a little bit about, we went through a couple of things, but the Soldier Ride is the next thing coming up, and that's July 19th.
Yep.
There's still an opportunity to get involved if you'd like to get involved. Again, go to our show notes at the end of listening, and we'll have all the contact information and everything you need there if you'd like to get involved and ride. I know we laughed the last time we spoke. Usually it's like 105 degrees the day of the race. But, and that's why we need people also in the downtowns. We'll try to get a map of where the ride goes to help to get people out there to support the ride. That would be great. But any parting thoughts, anything you'd like to share?
Yeah, for people that may be new to the ride, we do have two stop locations. So it's 25 miles. It's a casual ride. It's not, it's not a race. There are two opportunities where we rest and you're able to hydrate.
Sure.
And so it's not tremendous. I'm most embarrassed to say I rode a couple of years ago. It was the first time I've been on a bike in 25 years, at least a mobile bike. and I thought, I was like, oh my God, my legs are going to be killing me after. But it was good. It was a little sore,
Okay.
Right. And you have little kids. I mean, you see these 10-year-olds.
Yeah, it's amazing.
They can do it. You can do it.
Yeah, that's right. But again, thank you so much for being here. I want to remind everybody, again, July 19th, Soldier Ride, Town of Babylon, 17th year. Do what you can to get involved. And again, we'll be reaching out like we always do, and we'll continue, I should say, to reach out to the business community. We need your help and your support on this. But again, my name is Tom Dolan. You've been listening to Economically Speaking. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode of Economically Speaking podcast was brought to you by the Town of Babylon IDA. To find out more information about today's topic, our guest, or to simply stay connected, please visit the show notes where you'll find all the relevant links.